Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. I'm making a call off, and I hope there's going to be somebody else because my loaf is the last loaf, and I've got to egg wash it and then about another 6 to 7 minutes in the oven. So I'm going to have to mute.
Okay, but there is two people on. I just don't. They haven't identified themselves, so I'm not sure who the second person is.
Okay, Malka's on. That's good. I'm going to mute, and then I'm going to go check on my bread, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
So, we can start now. I'll start with the L'shem Yichud, and then we're going to start with verse 290 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha. L'shem Yichud Kudshah Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe Ge'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenehu Mem tet begin di Avraham la hawa mayahu wa hawa rel sutim bi isra ugin kas hawa satim minaihu bil shon targum ke gavna da bilam Diktiv asher machatze shaday yecheze satim hawa mila migoy malate asharet begin dela yehelon titra tekud shabarichu mimalel behahu arel mesava deha malake kadishe lav nizkakuin bilshon targum. The translation. And he asks, what is the reason that the Holy One, blessed be he, spoke with Abraham in a language that was not recognizable by the angels? And he replies, because Abraham was not circumcised. His foreskin still covered his flesh. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be he, spoke in the language of the translation, which is incomprehensible to the angels. The same with Bilam, as it is written. Who sees, the Hebrew is Yechazeh, the vision of Shaddai. The word Yechazeh is not comprehensible to the ministering angels, so that they have no excuse to complain that the Holy One, blessed be he, is talking with an uncircumcised and impure man. Because the holy angels have no use for the Aramaic translation, they were unaware that the Holy One, blessed be He, was speaking with Balaam. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Did this pasuk add to your knowledge about angels, or the relationship between man and Hashem, or both? Questions, comments, thoughts.
My thought is that if the angels would have understood the language, mercy, because angels have their duties, each angel has a duty, and him uncircumcised would have brought.
Malka, you're breaking up. You're on speaker, or you need to speak into the phone. I don't know if you're driving or not. So,
no, I'm not driving. Being that Abraham was uncircumcised, and if they would have understood the language, would have been strict judgment on Abraham. So,
your question is. If the angels had understood the Aramaic, they would have then got, Hashem would have been speaking strictly with judgment. But no, that's not a correct understanding.
No, I said with the Hebrew language, with Hebrew.
If they had spoken, Hashem, one of the spiritual laws is that Hashem will not speak to an impure human being. And if he had spoken to Abraham in Hebrew when he was uncircumcised, then the angels could attack the premise of what Hashem was doing. He was breaking his own regulations. His own laws that he had set up. Now, obviously, he can do that, but basically, every law that Hashem has set up, he follows himself. And every mitzvah that we perform, Hashem performs. Obviously, it has a different meaning and a different understanding and a different effect to the mitzvah that we do when he does the same mitzvah. But all laws that Hashem has set up as the supernal rules, he does himself, he follows himself. Unless he chooses to break that law. And if he does, he explains how and why. And so the angels have an explanation. But in this case, he would have had no explanation because he will not speak to an impure human being. Well, because if Abraham was uncircumcised, that makes him impure. And this is where you get an understanding that the way our body looks, the way our body is externally, is showing what the energy is internally. That's why face and hand reading work. Because what we show on the outside is really a mirror image of what's on the inside. But people have forgotten that tool. They don't believe that tool works for them. And so it's no longer an idea. And that's why that is part of the reason that the world can appear to be so dark and chaotic and evil and negative. Because someone can lie to you. Because their exterior face and their internal face are not consistent. And that's how you would know they're lying, if you knew how to read their face and hands. And this is, so in this pasuk, we are being told that Hashem spoke in Aramaic, not so that the angels wouldn't understand. He spoke in Aramaic so the angels would not criticize him, would not ask him to justify speaking to an impure human being. He didn't want to break the rule that he had set up. So he spoke to him in Aramaic. He was still speaking to him, but on a much lower level. Because Aramaic is not understood by the angels. We think of it as a higher level. But in reality, it's a lower level. Because Hashem wants to share with every entity. So when he speaks on a language that the angels don't speak, he's sharing on a lower level. He's sharing energy with less entities, which is considered a lower level of consciousness. I hope that clarifies it, Marco.
Yes, sir.
Now, many people are comfortable with this idea of the angels don't speak Aramaic, and that's why he used it. But that's an explanation that, when I first came to Kabbalah, made sense to me. But as I developed, whether I grew or fell, I will never be able to determine. But over time, that answer didn't satisfy me anymore. Because why do I care that the angels can't understand it? And on another level, after 5,000 years, you don't think they could have learned Aramaic?
Hmm.
So what is it really saying? And that's where you come to understand this idea that the language is a human language, that it's not a universal language to the level of angels, to the level of spiritual entities.
That's kind of
any
right.
Other questions? Sorry?
I kind of see that as an example of, like, you say the birds or the angels, and they have a language of their own species. So I kind of see the example as the man's language versus the angel's language. We don't understand birds, tweets, and noise.
Correct. Well, we can understand the language of birds, but for most people, they don't. We don't.
Right.
But there are 10 species of angels that live throughout the four worlds. Each of those species have their own language, but they all speak Hebrew. The birds speak Hebrew, but in a form that is consistent with their ability to speak, which is the bird sounds. So that bird sound is a language of Hebrew, because it's universal. They're sharing their language with everybody. They're sharing their information with everybody. But we have to always remember there are some things that still need to remain concealed. At some point, it may become everything will be revealed. But ultimately, we need to reveal more and more every day of our lives. And this is the understanding that when you speak Hebrew, you're revealing more of the energy. as we understand, every letter and every word and every verse has 70 explanations. Each, you know, we may only know 3 or 4 or 5 explanations. But eventually we'll know all 70. The proof for that is the Tikkuni Zohar, which is the 70 explanations of the word Bereshit.
And I don't want you to mute. Let me see if I can do it differently.
Itema dila yade weha gavriel olif leosef ayin lashon v'targum chad me ayin lashon hu ela minda yade aval la nizkakim. Tenan de la chayshe wila mashkichin aleya tehamais ihu kamehu mikol she'ar lashon.
The translation. And he asks, you say that the angels do not understand the language of the translation, but Gavriel taught Joseph 70 languages, and Aramaic was one of them. And he replies, they do know the language, but they have no use for it, which means that they do not care about it and do not pay attention to it, because they dislike this language more than any other language. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. And why wouldn't the angels dislike a human language or a holy, godly language? It's really, why would they dislike a human language is the question that I'm asking. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Because it's a lower entity than Hebrew, so, and they were against God putting the man above them. So that's a good question.
But you're on the right track with your answer. But let's put it in this way. Human beings reflect the upper worlds. So what do human beings do? When the white men came over and invaded the Americas, they found people. They didn't speak the language of the Europeans. They spoke the Indian dialects, the American Indian dialects, I want to be clear. So how did they perceive the Indians? They perceived them as a lower level because they didn't speak the language, because they dressed in skins and animals and so forth. they didn't have the technology that the Europeans had in the 1500s when they came over. But so they thought less of these people. And we've spent the last 500 years trying to learn that we should treat everybody with respect. Now, do the angels treat humans with respect? The fact that we humans don't treat other humans with respect is an indication that the angels may not treat humans with respect. And that's the answer to the question that I asked. Why would they dislike this human language? Because they don't think highly of the humans. There's a midrash, and it's a famous midrash, that when the world was being created, the angels said, why do you need humans? We can do everything they can do. And Hashem said, no, they're different. And if you think you can do everything they can do, take on the human body and see what you do. And two of those angels, Azah and Azael, fell. They came down to earth in human bodies. And they found women attractive, and they found this whole idea. They weren't able to control their emotions in a much more severe and worse way than humans were able to do, than Adam was able to do. So the answer to the question I asked, why would they dislike it, is because they don't think much of humans. Now, that's not true of all angels. Remember, there's 10 species. But there are some species that look on the human being as food. That the life force energy of a human being is their food. And they drain human beings of that energy. Because that's what they eat. That's what they eat in the sense of sustaining their life. And that's what you have, you know, there's a book, I've mentioned it to many students, called The Protection from Evil by Rabbi Ariel Bar Sadak. And he explains very clearly what happens when people go traveling through the various dimensions without understanding who they're going to meet and what tricks those entities have and what desires they have to play those tricks on human beings. Again, that's not to be fearful, but to be knowledgeable. Know what you experience.
I write that. So, which species do like the human?
So the species that do like the humans are the archangels.
Okay.
Gabriel, Michael, Uriel. The fourth one will come to me. Those four, see, they're not individuals. We perceive them as individuals, but each of those species has millions or billions of entities, of individuals, just like a human being, just like Adam has now 7.5 billion entities, human beings. Each species of angel has the same kind of idea. If you utilize the Middle Kingdom of China, which is a historical description of the development in China, where a certain family took over became king and emperor of this huge country with truly tremendous numbers of people, but every 10 miles was a different dialect. They can't speak to each other. So the way they developed it was to develop the language called Mandarin, which was the language of the people who took over the government in Beijing. And so Mandarin became the language of the educated, the scribes, the middle management, the government. They used Mandarin, but the people still retained their own language, their own dialect. And so the scribe of that community knew Mandarin, so he could read the papers. He knew Mandarin, so he could hear the orders. But he also was able to speak in the dialect of that community. But what happens when you do that is the management looks down on the people. The management can do more than the people, so they could become, they start to think they're superior. That is what has happened over the centuries. Now, we think of angels as these spiritual elevated beings, and for the most part, they are. But human beings have this tendency to think they're better than the other human being. So where did that come from? It's part of the nature of the human being. It's part of what Hashem created in the human being. He must have created that in the angels as well. Or maybe he didn't. This is speculation. Till you meet the angels, you can't really ask them. But why ask the angels when you can ask their creator tools, the Sephirot? And that's what the Jewish people, the children of Israel, are taught to do through the Kabbalah. We're out of time.
Hano, can you tell me what the title was again, and by Rabbi who?
The title is Protection from Evil. It's by Rabbi Ariel Bar Tzadok, T-Z-A-D-O-K. And you can buy the book, I think it's $15 or $18 on Amazon. It's a softcover book. You can also get it on Kindle as well, I believe.
Okay. Thank you.
We will study the Ari's writings tonight at the 7 o'clock class, as well as Count the Omer. Kodesh Tov, have a beautiful evening.
Kodesh Tov, thank you.